This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Well, shoot, we just had a little bit of a glitch. My computer tried to restart, and we lost about 15 minutes. Nah, less, like 10 minutes worth of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is not that much. It's better than a whole hour.
Right. Yeah, like the lost episode.
Holy cow. I tried to listen to that thinking maybe I could write down what we were talking about and like recover it one day.
Yeah.
No way.
Impossible.
It sounds like somebody has... It sounds like somebody... It sounds like somebody has their hand on the volume and they're just like spinning it up and down like
yeah.
Kind of like a tremolo effect.
Yeah.
On a guitar.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You can't hear a single really word. Yeah.
It's like audio is on off on off.
Well, it's like a thumping sound too, like a bass drum almost.
Just right.
Every half a second going off. That was a good episode too. I was enjoying that one.
Mhm.
It's gone.
Gone, yeah, forever. The best episodes are when we're able to record in person.
Yeah. I don't know what there is about it. I guess, like, body language makes up a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah, and you actually get to see the person.
Right. Yeah, there's more, like, energy to it. The conversation just has more life, I guess.
Right.
It's a strange thing.
Shoot, that was stupid. Hate my computer for doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just do a quick recap of what we said. I talked about how I worked a concert and everybody there was on pot. And it was like a giant cloud over the concert.
Yeah.
And I talked about the Pride Festival, which was very interesting because, you know, like, you do you, but do you really have to walk around the park naked? Like, for real? How is that associated with gay pride, being... But naked.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I had fun. That was probably one of the better events that I've done security for.
Yeah. I always hear they're super fun. I've never been to one, though.
Yeah, I think it's still going on today.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it goes through Sunday.
Today's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I had to come back to Logan and do my security for Vivint.
Fun stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. I've been really annoying my roommate with that funny Psychic Pebbles video. You know, the orphanage one where he's like, oh, yes, we have a nice selection of orphans.
No.
But he tells him he has to reach under. Oh, it's so funny. He tells him it's an improv one that they did, him and Oni, where they're basically improvising. And all they're doing is recording. And then afterwards, they do like a small hashed out sketch of the recording.
Yeah.
And,
like a voiceover?
Yeah, Zach, he plays the orphan owner guy, I guess, and all the kids that are orphans. And Chris is just himself. So Zach is saying like, oh yeah, we have a variety of orphans. And you got to pick the best one. You got to reach in and feel them. It's kind of like those Halloween things. If you got to wonder if it's brains or spaghetti. So Chris is like, oh, okay, like here it goes. And he puts his hand in and he's like, stop fingering me. And he's like, what? No, I wasn't fingering him. And he's like, are you fingering the boy? Are you fingering my boys? So I've been saying that to my roommate all week. I've been saying, stop fingering me. And he like freaks out. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
It's gotten pretty annoying, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
He gets back at me with the four-strength, four-stam leather belt. Oh! So he gets back at me with that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, Psychic Pebbles and Oni. Those guys are funny. Oh,
I still follow them the best I can, but they're all leaving YouTube because YouTube is poop.
Yeah.
Nobody likes YouTube anymore.
Ever since the ads came, it just went down.
Yeah, here. Ads came, and it's all money-driven for YouTube, revenue.
Yeah.
So now everybody's leaving.
Yeah, and now they're doing like YouTube Red, which is bullshit. Trying to make it like a network thing, doing like YouTube shows.
Where you pay for it.
Yeah, you pay for it. Yeah, you pay for a subscription, and you get, like, ad-free, and you can listen to music. Like, it plays while your screen's locked. It's just dumb.
Oh, that's weird. Now the Hangouts is saying that it's just me and you.
Oh, it changed? Yeah, I noticed that. It fixed itself. Had you on there twice.
All right, well, whatever. We're back to business.
Interesting.
So far, I didn't say this on the podcast, but I'm on a new Wi-Fi. New internet. So we'll see how that lasts. Interwebs. So far, so good. I have been very impressed so far, and I've only been on it for about an hour.
Oh, that recently, huh?
Yeah, right before you texted me to start the podcast, I was on for about 30 minutes just logging in and testing it.
That's dank.
Watching YouTube. I was watching those same videos, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've really been digging that Rick and Morty song, that dubstep remix.
Oh, yeah.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
The one I like is where they do a voiceover for Rap God by Eminem. Did you ever see that?
Uh-uh. Justin Roiland does?
I sent a link. I sent a link to you where some guy cut and, like, took clips from Rick and Morty, but lip-synced it to Rap God by Eminem. And it's Rick the entire time singing it. But it's super good.
Huh. Interesting.
It's very well done.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it's good. And I'm not too big of a fan of Eminem, but he's pretty good.
Yeah. You have to be in the mood to listen to hip-hop. I enjoy it, though. I like it.
It's good. It is good.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like the vibe of the music.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do... I don't know. It's weird. Some things get me and others don't. It's strange. Yeah. Like, I'll listen to Avenged Sevenfold, what song is that? About, like, necrophilia, and then he, like, kills his wife and sleeps with her, and then she comes back to life and then kills him. Piece of Heaven or something? A lot.
I don't listen to Avenged Sevenfold.
It's something like A Piece of Heaven or something. It's really messed up. Like, if the first time you listen to it and you don't really understand the lyrics, you like it and it sounds like kind of upbeat, and then you finally listen to it again and you get more of the lyrics, you're like, oh my god, this is messed up. I think it's a little piece of heaven. Yep. Yeah, a little piece of heaven. Yeah, it's messed up, man. And he starts, like, eating them. And they start, like, eating each other. Cannibalism. It's weird. But then, like, I don't know, hip-hop songs that are just about, like, I don't know. Anything over-sexual is weird to me. Like, that weirds me out, but A Little Piece of Heaven I'm totally fine with listening to. It's weird. We all have our things, though. We all have our triggers.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What pushes us over or what doesn't.
Yeah. But it's all, like, what mood I'm in, really. Because I still listen to a lot of rap. Like, Biggie Smalls. I love Biggie.
Yeah, me too.
I
love Cypress Hill. Can't get over him.
Yeah, yeah. He's got some good stuff. Of course, the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you're starting to get a little glitchy, but it's all good.
Is I?
Yeah.
No bueno.
I can still understand you a lot.
Yeah. What? No, I'm recording. Oh my god. Every time, I swear. Every time.
Hello?
I need, like, an automated voice message system at the door. Or just get one of those neon signs that says, like, on the air or whatever.
Yeah. Cut on the door. Where you can have, like, a light switch come on.
Just blink. Yeah.
The recording.
Just get a closed sign. Do not disturb.
Yeah.
That'll work. It's been so hot. It's like 90
it's been
degrees
so what?
Or something. Hot.
Oh, so hot.
Yeah. Me no likey. It's like suffocating.
It was supposed to be like 92 when I was at the Pride Festival. And I actually kind of got sunburnt on one side of my head.
Yeah.
Because I got a haircut like the same day. No, I got a haircut on Friday. So Saturday when I was working, I got sunburnt.
Mm.
It's like gone now. I mean, unless I get burnt really badly, it goes away after a day.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Jeez, they keep opening the door.
You talking to me?
No, they keep opening the door. God.
Who, the kids?
No, they can't open. The boys can't because there's like a lock on it, a childproof thing. So they can't open
right.
it. So it's got to be somebody else. I don't know what they're doing.
Are they upstairs though? Or are they with their mom?
I don't know. Their grandma's watching them. But
oh, so they're with you this weekend?
I don't know what's going on. They just keep opening the door.
Hmm.
It drives me crazy.
Just hold your goats, man.
I'm trying to. But they're really tugging at it, you know.
Yeah. Well, shoot. Had a fun time.
Now they're texting me. It won't stop. I just need an hour. Is an hour too much to ask? Apparently yes. It is. Jeez.
I remember watching something where somebody took however many hours there were in the week and subtracted 40 hours for work,
mm-hmm.
and like so many hours for sleep. I think it was like 38 hours of a week for sleep.
Yeah.
And then all these other things like transportation and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you say there isn't time, there's this much time in a week. Yeah. It was kind of funny.
How much was it? Do you remember?
It was like, I don't remember. I think it was like 38 hours, though.
Huh.
Of free time to do whatever. I could probably calculate my own.
Yeah.
I'll do that sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody could. It's kind of a good thing to do. Yeah, it's just
finding when they overlap.
Yeah. But then you realize how much time you spend doing certain things.
Me, it's probably...
like entertainment the time. The
most I spend time doing something is... next to sleeping and work is driving. Because I drive from here to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And back.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time in your car.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What else do I do, though?
Hulu and Netflix are just like freaking time vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
With their autoplay bullshit. You can just sit there and it'll just go. Well, they do have the thing that pauses, though. Like, are you still watching?
Yeah. Or still listening on Pandora?
Well, Pandora, YouTube, they all kind of use it. Well, not YouTube. I don't know why I said YouTube. YouTube Netflix. Just does autoplay. It just keeps going forever and ever and ever. I heard a podcast with somebody who used to work at Facebook, and they stopped working there because they felt immoral working for that social media platform.
Really?
Because all it was made to do, all it is made to do, is hold your attention for as long as it can. As long as you can stay on the site, they're happy. The longer you're on their app, looking at things, they're happy.
On Facebook?
Yep. That's all it was made to do.
Appeal to you? Interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I hear you now. Man.
Now I don't hear you.
Oh, jeez.
Frank, hear me now? I hate this.
Are we good now?
Okay, you're back. Yeah.
All right. But yeah, Facebook,
I can slightly hear myself echoing back.
Yeah. Probably through my headphones.
Most likely, yeah.
They're not very loud, though. But you have to be kind of close to the microphone. You're supposed to only be like 4 inches away for it to pick up the full range of sound from your voice.
I'm about like from my pinky to my thumb away from the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, all of them are made that way now. Even like YouTube just does autoplay, so you don't even have to think about clicking on a different video. It just plays a new one for you, so you stay on the site longer.
I don't like that. That really bugs me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, yeah, that's all they're made to do. And now Pandora's doing like, oh, you can download songs and make playlists. Like, that's
really,
I don't know. It's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. And Arby's is making pizzas now. What's going on?
Oh, freak. I need to get to Arby's tomorrow when it opens.
It's a sandwich, but the ad they have for it is saying it's like, Arby's, we have the pizza. What?
That's gay.
It's just strange. It's so weird. What is going on? Too much crazy. Sweet listener, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate,
in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.